Welcome to Reptile Discoveries. On today's show is where I'm going to go live for a first time on YouTube, Twitter and Facebook for a first time ever, all in one hit. Join me on this podcast and see what's happening. I am so excited for this podcast where I'm live streaming on three platforms and recording for this episode as well. And let's take it away, guys. Let's see where this goes. Hopefully we get plenty of people in, a lot of comments. Hopefully it's all positive for me as well. Let's get the show going, shall we? Welcome, everyone. You should know me all by now. My name is Simon. I'm the founder of Reptile Discoveries. In today's show, we'll be talking about from the beginning, the animals that I used to have when I was a child, to how I made Reptile Discoveries and all the animals that I've got today. From when I was a kid, I used to have chipmunks, chinchillas, dogs, birds, African greys, so many birds, parrots. It's unbelievable. As I was growing up, when I was about 5, 6, I asked my parents, can I have a rodent, like a rat? They said no at first, and I always got my own way. So I ended up with quite a few rats. Going on during the years, we've had plenty of dogs. And just in the last 5 or 6 years, I had Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry's my geckos. I had them given to me. Then once I've moved, in the last 2 years, I started thinking about owning my own business. I didn't know what I wanted to do as a business. So I started watching YouTube channels and about reptiles. And I already had Ben and Jerry as a reptile. So I thought, I brought Ruby, my snake. Then I brought another two snakes, Titan and Hunter. Then from there, I expanded. So in 2021, I decided that'd be the first month where I will open Reptile Discoveries. In that time, we have just exploded with all social medias. My podcast, I have rushed into too much. I have put a thing up on Facebook saying that I'm going to revamp it, go live a lot more on it once a week, and do so much more. With the YouTube channel, I'm planning on doing a short video, a long video, and a live on a weekly basis. I don't know when this is going to be, but this is going to be very, very soon, guys. At the moment, I'm as you probably can tell, I am very nervous because I'm on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook right now. So I'm very, very nervous. This is the first time I've gone on three platforms all at the same time. Why I'm on these platforms, I'm actually recording for a podcast as well. So I'm very nervous. I've upgraded StreamYard as well, so I can do all of this. Thank you to Sophie from Reptile Discoveries for making this all happen and getting loads more stuff in. Next week's show, I will be getting Sophie on so she can explain a lot more in depth in what she does in Reptile Discoveries, how she coped her fears with spiders and loads more. But we won't be on Twitter and Facebook. We'll just be on YouTube for this. So if you want to listen in, go and find us on YouTube. I'll be putting a link above Facebook and Twitter after the show so you guys can go and find us. Subscribe to us and we'll be live next Friday on YouTube. With Reptile Discoveries, a year on, we've got nearly 40 animals. We are planning on breeding. We have got spiders that we are we'll be selling. We're going to set up a couple more things. We have got a website. Thanks again to Sophie for setting up for us. She's worked really hard on it. Go and check it out, guys. It'd be all up in our bios up on Facebook and Twitter. We have got so much what we have done in the last 2 months is unreal. We must be at least a year ahead of everything, like with the website and everything is unreal. In all this time, in the last year, where I've got all my animals and everything, it's taken me a year to get where I am, but the amount of help from a lot of people is too many people that to name, but they all know they who they are. Thank you so much for your help with the logos, the merchandise, helping set up, and loads more. Without your help, guys, I wouldn't be here where I am today, and you all know that I'm so grateful for all your help. All I can say now is, with all my animals now, if you don't know what I've got and you're new to the channel, I've got spiders, praying mantis, scorpions, leopard geckos, crested geckos, snakes, and much more. I've got plenty of animals, livestock, what I breed to feed my animals. All I've got at the moment is mealworms, what I'm rebreeding for the sling spiders, and cockroaches. Once I'm planning on moving, I am planning on breeding rats and maybe mice as well. A lot of people are wondering, why am I breeding mice? This is because I'm hoping to sell all of these as well on my webpage, so you guys can go and check that out later on as well. We are working on so many projects, as I keep saying, on all my lives. It's unreal. I'm going to start taking a step back so we can finish quite a few of our projects. I've got another project that I would like to get done by the end of the year. That's my egg incubator. I got that given to me by Snaky Peepers. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am with that, because that would cost me a lot of money. I've got bits and pieces to do on that, but I'll get there. I'll get there. If anyone's got any questions or anything, just put in the box and I will comment as soon as I can, guys. Oh, what else have I got going on? In the next 2 years, or 2 to 3 years, I'm planning on opening. I don't know, to have a shop or a warehouse, something like that, so I can do my breeding centre. If I'm thinking more of a warehouse, then people can book slots, then they can come in whenever they can. If I've got a shop, then that's open to pretty much anyone. I don't really want that, because I. In the next 10 years, I am planning on building a zoo and expanding from that after the 10 years. Every 5 years to expand it a bit more.
Can you see live comments on Facebook?
Hi, welcome in. How are you? Sorry. I'm not going to spend much time on here, guys. This a quick live and that, but yeah, the amount what we've got planned and everything else from what I've had from a kid, with birds, chipmunks, dogs, cats, and everything, and now till now is unreal. If anyone's got any comments or whatever, just leave it in the comments and I will get back to you straight away. Obviously, with my praying mantis, it's laid a clutch of eggs. I'm just waiting the next couple of weeks for them to hatch. Then I can stick them up for sale. They do arrange around 1,500 babies, so I can't wait for that as well. Like I said, next week Sophie will be on a live with us, so she can explain a lot more. Then after that, we'll be doing random subjects, and we'll be keeping to these subjects as well. I think we've got Mike. He's from America. He'll be joining us. And maybe Becky from Wales as well. She has been on Sophie's podcast, which will be coming out, I believe, later next year as well. Can't wait for that. Sorry, guys. Yeah, if everyone wants to join my YouTube as well, we'd be going live, like I said, once a week on YouTube more than everywhere else. I will be getting out as well next week, when Sophie's live with me, a couple of animals so you guys can see what animals that I've got. I'm going to put a little poll in Facebook, see if you want to see a snake, a spider, or a scorpion. Sorry, for some reason I forgot what it was called. Scorpion. Yeah, stick a little poll up and see what you guys reckon I should do on that. I am thinking about eventually maybe get my phone up and going on TikTok as well. I'm not too sure, but we'll see on that. I'm going to take a little break, guys, and I'll be back in a sec. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I'm running out of things to say. The website, what we're doing, we had to pull back some of the animals because we can't sell just yet, because where we got too excited with that, we need to have a license for it, because it's a business page. So we had to pull back and we have to wait for the business number to come through so we can sell the animals and get the license for that. But hopefully by the end of the year we can start selling properly on there. We can sell privately, but not on our business page at the moment. Because I'm not classed as a business yet, I can do it as a hobby. But until then, yeah. Guys, the website is still up, so feel free to go and check that out. We probably can sell some stuff on it, but no animals at the moment. I can't wait until we start selling the animals, because it gets more people involved in everything else. The merch. Oh, guys, the merch. I will be keeping my page up, TeePublic, but we have got someone interested that will be doing it for us, and we can personally send it through the mail to you, and it should be a lot cheaper as well for you guys. Instead of paying, I believe it's £37.
£36 plus £11 shipping
with us. We don't know the full price yet because we're waiting for them to get back to us. We need to have a meeting with this person, but it should be a lot more cheaper than it is. That will be up on our website as well. If you look down the bottom, that's our website. Go and check it, guys. We have got so much more coming out. I'm pulling back on some of the projects, getting these bigger stuff done first, then we go back to our other projects, what was going on. Sometimes I get too ahead of myself and I realise it's a bit silly what I do. And Sophie has to come along and do all the paperwork and try and keep me in check sometimes. You will find out next week what I mean by that when she tells you what I'm like. Where I get too far ahead of myself and she's trying to catch up, make me catch up.
Bloody nightmare.
Precisely, a nightmare. But if it wasn't for her, I'd still be running around in circles. She has done a fantastic job on quite a few things. The banners, website. I think it's the 23rd Sophie's videos out on YouTube as well. I can't wait for that. Since Sophie's filmed this YouTube as well, from start to finish, she was so nervous. And now, her confidence talking to the camera is, wow, a lot more confident indeed. I reckon in another 2 to 3 months, she's going to be so fluent, she won't need to think what she's saying at all. She'd be just talking naturally.
I think you're more fluent though, because you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't. Guys, have you seen our YouTube podcast? Sorry, guys. Have you seen our podcast advert? I'll put it up now so you guys can see what I'm doing. That's a quick little advert for you guys, but that's what it is. Go and check that out later on if you want. This is our first live for YouTube as well, so I'm quite nervous as well. I was expecting someone to be in mic, but with the 5 hour difference and everything else, it's very hard. I think he's working tonight as well, I believe, and he's very exhausted, so he couldn't make it today. I have tried to get other people on with me as well, but like Sophie, she needs the rest. I can't get her on today.
I would come on, but I'm currently eating.
Plus she's eating as well, so. Hi, how are you, Laura? How are you doing? Yes, guys. Reptile Discoveries. Why I named it Reptile Discoveries is because where I've had a lot of reptiles as well, and I'm always discovering, I decided to name it Reptile Discoveries. When I had the basic idea of this, let me that photo what I just showed you was the original logo to this. I liked it. I created this with my friend and that's where it's gone. And now another friend of mine, Hide, he's created the new logo with a black background, and I prefer that one. That's on all of my social medias. The original one I use just for my podcasts now. Laura, thank you. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you? We have got so much more coming up in a year. I can't really say too much. But you will find out, obviously, some things we have to put on pause. And we go from there. Guys, I can't really think of much else to say at the moment. Because I'm exploded. Because where I've been working today and everything else, my head's just bang. Right, Laura, Hyde is a fantastic guy. He would do anything to help anyone, and I'm so lucky for his help as well. This is me off now, guys. Thank you for listening, watching, and everything else, and I'll catch you all next week. I will be live next week with Sophie on YouTube. If you haven't already, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I will be on there. And I will see you all next week. Around 6 p.m. next week. Guys, that was my that was like my 20 minutes on all three lives. I was very nervous, as you can tell. I think it went pretty well, but it was a lot more that I need to do. I had too much to think about. Normally, stuff like this, I normally write it down and everything else, but this week I thought I'd wing it, but I think I put too much pressure on myself, which I shouldn't do. But next week will be a lot more better. But thank you for listening. My name's Simon. Keep discovering, and I'll see you next week.